Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog, going to Alaska. It's the Long John's tour. Thanks to stand-up comedy, I've traveled to and performed in 46 of the 50 United States, plus Guam. I'm missing Alaska, Kentucky, Montana, and Washington. Under less than ideal circumstances, I'm finally going to Alaska. That less than ideal circumstance? Winter. I'll be doing shows at military bases in and around Anchorage and Fairbanks. I'm excited about getting closer to my goal of performing in all 50 states, but it's butting up against my desire to be comfortable. And by comfortable, I mean warm. I get cold very easily. I carry a sweater in the summertime because air conditioning is too chilly for me. I begin donning hats and leggings in September. And if I had my way, my house would be a balmy 80 degrees from October to April. But I live with a white guy who begins wilting at 70. I've been watching the Weather Channel, which, by the way, doesn't include Hawaii, Alaska, or Guam in its national forecast. Apparently, we're to assume it's respectively hot, cold, and who cares. The more inclusive weather.com told me that the local temperature in Anchorage is about 20 degrees. Okay, that's manageable. Fairbanks, minus 30. Minus 30? Is that a typo? I seriously began worrying that I wouldn't be warm enough. And by worry, I mean panic. Everybody says it's best to dress in layers, but how practical is that? I buy clothes to fit me, not some bigger, outsized version of me. That would, however, be a handy excuse. I'm not fat. I'm layering. In preparation, I've been stocking up on thermal underwear, wool socks, and hand warmers. This is literally the time to cover your ass, so no, I won't be packing a thong. January in Alaska is great granny panty time. I need maximum skin coverage. At this point, I even regret shaving my armpits. I'm worried now about my outerwear. Everybody, and by everybody I mean Google, says down coats are best. I thought I had one, but when I fished it out of the attic, the label said, lining, 100% polyester. Fantastic. I'll freeze to death, but at least I'll be wrinkle-free. So that's how I found myself 3 days before takeoff, trolling through the Burlington Coat Factory, looking for something to fit over multiple layers that didn't make me feel like the abominable snowman. To their credit, Burlington Coat Factory has a lovely selection of coats, but the down linings topped out at 60%. Surely a January jaunt to Alaska warrants 80 to 90. Shopaholic that I am, my attention soon wandered to a sexy, bright red plastic raincoat that perfectly matched a red patent leather handbag that I recently scored at Nine West for $10. Just as I began imagining how cute I'd look in the coat-bag combo, my husband, who I brought along to keep me focused, whispered a gentle weather reminder. Minus 40 degrees, but the windshield makes it feel like fuck. And we're back. I don't know why I never realized it before, but trying on a coat inside the store is somewhat pointless. You can judge look and fit, but not warmth. Wouldn't it make more sense for there to be an outdoor dressing room where you can try on coats in the cold? I eventually found a coat that has Native New Yorker written all over it. Black, full length, slightly tapered at the waist. It's no red raincoat, but I dare say it's stylish. While there's no standardized Zagat's type rating for outerwear, a tag on the coat sleeve said, "Garments made of Arctic warmth have been specifically designed for comfort and heat retention to keep you warm during moderate physical activity, such as walking during Canadian winters." Translation, keep moving. But that should be good enough for Alaska as well, since it would have been part of Canada if Canada could have gotten her money together. Oddly, though, the makers of the coat still hedged their bets a bit. For best results in Arctic warmth, it is recommended to dress in layers in extreme cold weather in order to ensure better heat conservation. So much for high-tech fillers. Luckily, a cold snap in New York has allowed me to field test the coat. So far, so good. But 18 degrees in the Big Apple may not feel the same as 18 in the Big Chill. I hope I fare well in Fairbanks, and by farewell I mean not end up a stylishly dressed ice sculpture. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, with music by Groove Lily. To read and hear more, go to theurbanirma.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff is gonna sweat you.